episode, we'll be giving information about absentee ballots, Ann Arbor City Council votes to decriminalize psychedelic substances, and Leon Speakers partners with Grove Studios to launch the Amplify Fellowship. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. Has received 7 times more absentee ballot requests for this year's general election than what is typical of a general election. The Ypsilanti Clerk Office sent out absentee ballots on September 24th. If you still haven't received your absentee ballot, you can contact the Ypsilanti Clerk's Office at 734-483-1100, and they will guide you on how to receive an absentee ballot. In Michigan, in order to receive an absentee ballot, you must be registered to vote. If you are not register to vote and you want to apply for an absentee ballot, you can do both at the same time at the Ypsilanti Clerk's Office on 1 South Huron Street. Andrew Hellinga, Ypsilanti City Clerk, received a grant from the Center for Tech and Civic Life to purchase drop boxes. Drop boxes will be used for voters to drop off ballots and to comply with social distancing due to the coronavirus pandemic. With the help of the grant, Ypsilanti will now have a total of 3 drop boxes. One will be placed at the Park Ridge Community Center, another one at Eastern Michigan University Student Center, and another one at City Hall. Anyone who is planning to vote with an absentee ballot must drop it off at the city clerk's office by 8 p.m. on November 3rd. If you are planning to mail in your absentee ballot, do so as soon as possible. For more information on absentee ballots, you can go to michigan.gov or City of Ypsilanti's website. The Ann Arbor City Council unanimously voted in favor of a resolution that decriminalizes the use of etiogenic substances, including psychedelic plant substances. According to MLive, the resolution makes the investigation and arrest of individuals with possession of such substances the lowest priority of the city. Ann Bannister is one of the Ann Arbor City Council members responsible for sponsoring and bringing forward the proposal. She stated, quote, "We are steadily tracking the performance of the effects. There have been no negative reports from other cities that have similar resolutions that I know of. It is always good to consider worst-case scenarios, and we will monitor these issues," end quote. According to Bannister, City Council is working with the Washtenaw County Public Health Department to educate communities about the potential dangers of etiogenic substance use. Eli Savitt, a current University of Michigan law professor and candidate for Washtenaw County prosecutor, supports the resolution and says, quote, "I believe the war on drugs has been an abject failure, and I see no reason to criminalize or prosecute people for their use of such plants," end quote. Leon Speakers, an audio technology manufacturer, has partnered with Grove Studios to launch the Amplify Fellowship. This fellowship provides educational workshops for music and content creation, as well as provide 40 hours of studio engineering time for 3 African American artists. Rod Wellis, the educational program coordinator for Grove Studios, had this to say about the fellowship. Quote, "Some of the drive to make this happen was built off of what we saw happen this summer and the public outcry about the need for there to be justice for African Americans when dealing with the legal system. We want to identify a spot where we can support the African American community in doing something positive," end quote. To apply for the fellowship, applicants must be African American, a resident of Washtenaw County, passionate about music and making a difference, and they must be older than 18. You can find more information on the fellowship or to apply, visit www.amplify-fellowship.com. As always, thank you for listening to this week's episode. Thank you to reporters Juliana Lunier, Tyler Gaw, and Cameron Eberly for their stories. Don't forget to tune in next Monday for our latest episode. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Cobun-Sugg and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.